And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School, and we are just about ready for our starting lineups here at the 1A2 host site of the regional tournament. They've had some great music, great food. Hillcrest has been a great host site for the regional tournament, and we are excited. The Lady Bears and Bears are state-bound to play at Lake Hamilton next week, and a win tonight will shoot them into the championship round tomorrow at 5 or 6:30. I cannot remember what time the championship rounds are. A loss here will result in playing in the third-place game, and once I get a chance to look at a bracket, I will be able to tell you who the winner and loser of this game will play. So we will get these starters if they get called out. Mammoth is over here on the home side of thing. A good crowd for the Bears. And across the way, Norfolk has brought their crowd with them as well. Starting for Norfolk, you've got number 5. That is Misa Beavers for Norfolk. And then you get a Mammoth starter. They're going to go back and forth here like they've done all week. And then we've got number 2 coming out for the Lady Bears. That's Chevelle Graves. For Norfolk, number 10, that is Asia McFall. From Mammoth Spring, it's number 10, Lauren Skaggs. From Norfolk, number 20, that is Eva Maple. From Mammoth Spring, we've got the junior number, she's a senior. And that's number 11, Tara Godwin, the point guard for the Lady Bears. For the Panthers, number 22, that's Kinsey Rangel. She's going to give the Lady Bears problem down low. They've got two girls that will get the start here, and they are going to give problems for the Lady Bears down low if they don't have that lockdown zone they've had on, which pretty much they've had it on all week pretty much. So next out for the Lady Bears, number 12, Lauren Mitchell. And for Norfolk, their final is Hannah Bryant, their big post lady. And then the last one called out for Mammoth Spring, this junior, number 33, Shelby Fangenhoven. We are ready for tip-off here at Hillcrest High School. 8 minutes on the clock, three-man officiating crew, and we are ready for tip-off. Again, it's Lauren Mitchell, Tara Godwin, Lauren Skaggs, Chevelle Graves, and Shelby Vangenhoven for the Lady Bears. For Norfolk, it's Misa Bowers, number 5, number 10, Asia McFall, number 20, Eva Maple, number 22, Kenzie Rangel, and number 24, Hannah Bryant. Hannah Bryant will be the one for the tip for Norfolk against Lauren Mitchell. And the tip is up, won by the Lady Bears, and Vangenhoven has got it now. She'll give it over to Godwin. We are underway here in Hillcrest High School. 7:53 to go here in our first quarter. And Lady Bears with the basketball first. Tara Godwin will give it over to Mitchell. Mitchell at the wing, drives inside to the block. Passes it back outside here to Godwin. Godwin taking her time, gets it over to Skaggs. Skaggs wants to pop a three, and it's good. 3-0 early, Mammoth Spring off the three by Lauren Skaggs. So a 3-0 ball game here, 7:30 to go, and we'll start it out with Norfolk. Beavers will give it over to Maple. Maple, give it over to McFall. Back over to Maple. Maple back over to McFall. She's way outside here. She had a wide open attempt, and now it'll be Maple back with the basketball. She'll give it inside to Rangel. Back out to Maple for three. No good. And we'll see who gets the rebound here. There's a little juggle for it there. Lady Bear's going to pull it down. Shelby Vangenhoven gets the rebound. Godwin up the floor here for Mammoth Spring. Godwin over to Skaggs. That ball hit her in the face. She's lucky to hang on to it as they give it over to Mitchell in the corner. And she drives inside to the free throw line. Up for two, and it's good. Lady Bears come out of this tip firing. 5-0 ball game here off the three by Lauren Skaggs. And now the jumper from Lauren Mitchell puts the Bears up 5-0 here. It'll be Beavers. She'll give it over to Rangel. Back to Beavers. Now over to Maple, and she's going to launch it inside to number 22. That is Rangel, and she had a wide-open layup, and that is no good. Lady Bears with a rebound here, taking their time. Godwin with the basketball. Godwin outside, picks up her dribble, gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs at the free throw line, gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell back over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven back over to Skaggs. She's at the wing. She wants to try luck at a three again. No good. And that rebound's going to pull down by Bryant for Norfolk. She gives it over to Maple. They're pushing it. She picks up her dribble, gets it over to McFall. McFall, Tina Lane, passes it back outside here at the Beavers. Beavers picked up hard there by Chevelle Graves as she will give it over to... Can't catch her number. Number 22, Rangel. She's going to drive inside. She's going to get fouled, and she's going to get through at the line. Missed the shot, and that foul's going to be on number 33, Shelby Bangenhoven, and that is going to be her first of the ball game. First foul of the evening here for the Lady Bears. First foul of the evening here for both teams as number 22, that is Rangel, makes her first at the line. She's got one more coming here. Makes it a 5-1 ball game. 5:40 to go in this first quarter. She's got one more coming. It's up on the way. No good. And Lauren Mitchell will pull down that rebound for the Lady Bears. Godwin with the basketball. Norfolk put on that pressure. And this pressure from Led Hill last game bothered this team. Bangenhoven with the basketball. Out in the corner. Gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs at the three-point line. Gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell in the corner. Gives it out to Godwin at the right wing. Godwin dribbling outside near midcourt. Godwin shoots the three. She planted her feet a little bit further. She might have had that shot. Now here we go with Norfolk. Fast break. Beavers with the basketball. She dribbles back out. Beavers has been the ball handler here for Norfolk. McFall gets it inside to number 24. That is Bryant. Bryant up for two, and it's good. And if they can feed her all night, they won't have a problem. She's taller than any mammoth girl out there. Skaggs will give it up to Mitchell. Mitchell will drive inside, off the glass, no good. And that rebound's going to be pulled down here by Rangel. Lady Bears force that shot there, drive it inside to the lane. Beavers with the basketball. Gives it over to, it's her number 20. Maple for three, no good. And that rebound's pulled down by Bryant. Back outside to Beavers. Beavers will give it back out to Maple. Maple drives along the baseline, up and good. And we're tied at five. The Lady Bears with the basketball here, and there's a foul there. They're going to call it on number five. They are. That's Nisa Beavers. That is her first of the ball game here. And Lady Bears are going to inbound it. Godwin will get the basketball. Godwin picked up by Beavers at midcourt. She'll give it over to Graves. Graves gets the screen set by Crow. Crow has just entered this ball game for the Lady Bears. And now Norfolk gets the rebound off that shot by Chevelle Graves. Here we go with Maple. Maple, we give it over to Beavers. Norfolk needs a good offensive possession here as they give it over to Maple in the right corner. They give it over to McFall. McFall inside to, that's Bryant. And there's what I was talking about. You feed her and you're going to have problems all game. She's tall. 7-5 ball game. Lady Bears trail it by two. Godwin hits the basketball. Godwin over to Bangenhoven. Bangenhoven went to drive. She puts that shot up, and it's blocked by Bryant. And now here we go again with Norfolk. Two-point lead and the basketball. 3:18 to go in our first quarter. She'll give it over to Maple. Maple over to Beavers. Back over to Maple. And now it is McFall. McFall gives it over to Beaver. She just about lost that basketball out of bounds. And now they'll give it to Maple for three. No good. And she's going to get her own rebound here. Gives it over to McFall. McFall shot her shot. No good. Bangenhoven pulls down the rebound there. Mammoth fans wanted to block while she slid on the floor there. So now Mammoth Green with the basketball. Got a chance to tie it up here. Tara Godwin across the timeline. Godwin drives, pulls it back out, gives it over to Bangenhoven. Bangenhoven at the top of the key. Screen set by Mitchell. She'll pop a three, no good. From here, it looks like it was going in. Rebound by Sarah Crow. Back outside to Godwin for three. Off the rim, no good. And Bryant gets the rebound for Norfolk. Maple with the basketball. Maple will give it over to Beavers. Beavers will give it over to Rangel. Rangel back to Beavers. Now over to Maple. Maple at the top of the key. Gives it over to Beavers. Beavers will give it over to number 10. That's McFall in the corner. And she's going to dribble it back outside to the wing. Gives it inside to number 5. That's Beavers. She drives inside, and her shot gets blocked. 7-5 ball game. Lady Bears looking to drive. Pushed by Tara Godwin. Shot no good. And again, pulled down by Bryant for Norfolk. Maples will bring the basketball up the floor here. 2-point lead and the ball. Over to Beavers. Now over to Rangel. Rangel will give it back over to Maple. Maple picks up her dribble at the top of the key, and now Shelby Vangenhoven gets the steal. And there's going to be a timeout on the floor. 7-5, 2-point lead Norfolk, 1:36 to go in our first quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. 7-5 ball game. Lady Bears trail it by 2, 1:36 to go in our first quarter. Lady Bears, they are worried about winning this ball game. If they do not win this one, they'll advance into the third-place game, which will be played tomorrow right here at Hillcrest. They win, it's the championship game, and they will take on, I'm pretty sure, Viola Girl. So Godwin with the basketball here. Lady Bears are state-bound after their win over Lead Hill Wednesday night. Sarah Crow with the basketball, driving inside. Beck Bryant, and she's going to be fouled as Sarah Crow went up for the shot. Number 24, that is Hannah Bryant. She's going to get her first foul of the ball game here. Good drive by Sarah Crow inside, and now she's going to get two at the line. Crow got a chance to tie this game up here. She said she shoots for her first one off the glass, no good. She's got one more coming here. Great drive there by Crow. She got the ball down low, faked out Hannah Bryant, and put it back up and got fouled. As here, her second one is no good either. So here we go with Alman, for Norfolk. Alman will give it over to Beavers. Beavers setting up the play here for Norfolk. Lady Bears in that zone we talked about against Hillcrest. That's number 33. Alman gets the rebound. Shoots her shot, and Lauren Mitchell pulls down the rebound for the Lady Bears, and now they have the basketball with 57 seconds to go and a two-point deficit. Godwin with the basketball. She's picked up by Beavers. She'll give it inside to Crow again. They'll throw it outside to Shelby Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven launches the three too long, and it will be Beavers with the defensive rebound. Beavers, fast break, pulls it back outside. Gives it out to Maple. Maple gives it back over to Beaver. Back over to Maple. Maple launches the three. Got it. Maple's got five here, as it's a five-point deficit here for Mammoth Spring. 10-5 ball game. 20 seconds to go in our first quarter. Godwin loses the basketball. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on the Lady Bears. I wrote down here some keys to winning for the Lady Bears. It's going to be feeding that three ball to Tara Godwin and Lauren Skaggs. And the turnover, the biggest part of this is the Lady Bears and their turnovers. They have to be careful with the basketball on that offensive side. So here we go with Norfolk with 4 seconds to go. They'll give it outside to Beavers. Beavers shoots it at the horn, and it's good. 13-5 at the end of our first quarter. Lady Bears trail it by 8. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Econ Sports Network.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A2 Regional Tournament, and it's the Lady Bears and Norfolk Lady Panthers. 13-5 ball game. Lady Bears trail it by 8. 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready for our second quarter. Number 33, that is Alman, to give it over to Maple. I can't get her number right. I've looked at Maple this entire game. She'll give it over to Alman. Alman will give it over to Maine. Naeem's at the lane, shoots her shot, no good, and looks like it was a pass inside the number 24, Hannah Bryant, as she makes the shot. Bryant's got her 6th point of the ballgame here in this second quarter. So Godwin with the basketball for Mammoth Springs. Gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs at the wing, back over to Godwin. Godwin will give it over to Vangenhoven. Just about got that ball stolen. Back over to Mitchell. Mitchell shoots her shot, missed good. And now a 15-7 ball game. Lady Bears need a stop here. 4 points for Mitchell in this ball game. Maple with the basketball. Lady Bears in that zone. But they'll give it to Almond. Almond will back over to Maple. Maple gives it inside. Back outside to Maple. She wants three, and she's got it. 11-point lead here for Norfolk. And Lady Bears have got to watch Maple outside. Maple has got her 8th point of the night. 18-7. Lady Bears need a play call right here. Godwin gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs back over to Vangenhoven. Lady Bears do not need a fourth shot here as Vangenhoven shoots the three, no good. And Norfolk gets the rebound. That's number 20, Maple, as she gives it up to number 33, Almond. Almond drives. She's up for two, and she's got her first 2 points of the ballgame. Crow with the basketball. Gives it over to Godwin. Lady Bears have got to get a score here before things start getting out of hand. Godwin with the basketball. Eleanor seems to calm down here. Godwin at the wing, gives it over to Crow. Crow outside here. She dribbles inside, sets her feet, gives it back over to Godwin. Godwin with the basketball for Mammoth Springs. Back over to Crow. Crow at the top of the key. Crow drives inside, sets her feet up for two, off the glass, off the rim, no good. And now Norfolk gets the rebound, and now here we go with Almond. Almond pushes it up the floor to Maple. Maple up for two, and it's good. And Lady Bears have got to get a basket right here. Mitchell with the basketball as she gets fouled by number 10. That is Asia McFall. And that's going to be her first foul of the ballgame. So Mammoth Springs still with the basketball here after the foul. 22-7, 15-point deficit here. And Lady Bears have got to overcome this one if they want a chance to advance into the championship game. Godwin with the basketball. Godwin drives, shoots. She's fouled at half the basket. She's got a chance at a 3-point play. That foul's charged to number 20, Eva Maple. She's got 10 in this ballgame. She's going to collect her first foul of the game, and Tara Godwin's going to get a chance to make it a 3-point play here at the line. Can make the deficit down to 12 with this shot. Her shot's up and good. So Godwin with her 4th point in this game. Number 23, Maine, will give it over to Maple in the corner. Excuse me. That is Almond. Almond will give it over to Maine. Now over to Maple. Back over to Maine. Maine will give it back in the corner to Almond. Almond with the basketball. At that wing, she gives it over to number 10, McFall. As she gives it up to number 30. That's not number 30. These jerseys are really hard to see. Almond shoots her shot. She gets it, and she's got her 4th point in this ballgame. So Mammoth Spring basketball, they'll give it in to Crow. Crow over to Skaggs. Lady Bears need a score right here. Godwin takes her defender. She's at the top of the key, dribbling inside from the block. The shot's no good, and it's going to be Bryant that pulls down that rebound. 14-point lead here for Norfolk, and they've got the basketball. Maple will get it here for Norfolk. She gives it over to Maines. Maines will give it over in the corner to Almond. Almond drives inside, picks up her dribble, gives it back out to Maple, and that's just about stolen there by Lauren Mitchell. It will be Maines as Maines throws it out of bounds, meant to give it inside to Bryant, off her hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be Lady Bear basketball. Godwin with it. Coach Godwin telling Tara Godwin the play to set up here on the offensive side. Godwin comes across the timeline. Godwin gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs with the basketball. Gives it over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven dribbles out to the top of the key. That pass is tipped, stolen by Norfolk. Here we go with Maple. Maple has Shelby Vangenhoven tips the ball to stop the fast break. And it's going to be a kick ball on Shelby Vangenhoven. And it's going to be a pass in here for Norfolk. 24-10. Lady Bears trail by 14 here, 4:06 to go in our second quarter. And Lady Bears have got to get a stop here on defense. They'll give it in to number 22. That's Rangel. And now it's stolen by Skaggs. Skaggs over to Godwin. Lady Bears pushing here. They give it inside to Mitchell. Mitchell drives inside, up for two, and it is going to be blocked by Bryant. Maine, give it over to Almond. Almond, wide open for three. She launches, no good, and Vangenhoven gets the rebound here. Lady Bears need to push. Godwin with the basketball. 24-10, 14-point lead. Timeout, Coach Small. We'll take it with him back here in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Favorite thing about my street?
It's quiet.
Safe.
The people.
We rely on each other.
And we rely on our Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The co-op isn't just about electricity.
It's about power.
The power of information. Efficiency.
Safety.
Technology.
That's why whenever I have a question about energy,
I always call my Touchstone Energy Cooperative first.
Because in my community,
I am the co-op.
And the co-op
is me.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. Lady Bears trail it by 14 here in the semifinal game of the regional tournament hosted by the Hillcrest High School. Norfolk Panthers on top of the Lady Bears 24-10, 3:36 to go in our second quarter. Lady Bears reach this game with a win over Lead Hill 52-36. And Lady Bears have got to control their tempo on that offensive side, get good shots, not force anything on that offensive end, and they need to get a stop on defense down here. Lady Bears with the basketball coming out of the timeout called by Coach Small, and we are set to play again here. It'll be Shelby Vangenhoven passing it in here for the Lady Bears. Lady Bears only with one foul in this game, and that is against, against Godwin. So Godwin across the timeline. Godwin gives it over to Crow. Crow in the corner gives it over to Skaggs, and she lost the basketball, gets it back, though. And now she gets it and gives it over to Crow. Crow over to Godwin. Godwin outside here. Godwin waiting for the play to happen. She is picked up by Beavers. Godwin will give it over to Crow. Now over to Vangenhoven in the corner. Vangenhoven drives and she puts it up, puts it out. It's no good. And Brian's going to pull it down. Looks like it came off the spring box there just a little bit too strong by Vangenhoven. And Lady Bears trail by 14, Norfolk basketball. Beavers has it. Beavers gives it inside to Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. She dribbles inside, puts it up. No good. Shelby Vangenhoven pulls down the rebound. Godwin with the basketball. And she gives it in to Mitchell. Mitchell up for two. She's fouled. Missed the shot, but she'll get two at the line. Foul charge to number, let's see here. Can't catch her number. Number 10, that is Asia McFall. That's going to be her second of the ball game here. Lauren Mitchell's going to get a chance to get her fourth point of the game. First one's on the way. She thinketh. She's got one more coming here. Lady Bears trail it by 13. Got a chance to cut it to 12 here with this last free throw. It's up. It's no good off the glass. Sarah Crow can usually fight for that rebound, but with Bryant down low, she just really cannot fight for that rebound. Bryant is, she's probably close to 7 foot. As it is number 23, Maines, that shoots it. No good by her, but they get the basketball back. Number 33 with the three, that is Almond, and it's good. And Lady Bears need a stop or need a good offensive play here as they're down 16. Godwin with the basketball. Godwin with a deep three, shoots it, no good. And it's going to be Bryant with the rebound here for Norfolk. Maple with the basketball for Norfolk. She's going to bring it across the timeline. Norfolk will give it, number 33. That's Almond as it's going to roll out of bounds, and it's off the hands of the Lady Bears, and it's sticking here with Norfolk. They'll give it in to number 20. That's Maple. They give it inside to Almond. Almond up for two, no good. Ripped down by Mitchell, and she is going to have the basketball. She gives it over to Godwin here. Godwin across the timeline, gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell over to Skaggs. Skaggs will give it over to Godwin. Godwin will give it over to Bangenhoven. Bangenhoven fakes the three, drives inside that lane, and she shoots a jumper, and she got it. And that's usually automatic from Shelby Bangenhoven. Bangenhoven with her first 2 points of the ball game here. 27-13 is our score. Lady Bears down by 14, as it will be Beavers. She'll give it over to Maines. Maines will give it inside to Bryant. Bryant shoots the basketball. She's up for her 8th point. And Lady Bears trail it by 16 again. Godwin with the basketball. They're going to have to attack and score and then get a stop on that defensive side. So Godwin still with it. Gives it over to Skaggs. Now over to Crow. Crow dribbles. Gives it over to Bangenhoven. Bangenhoven over to Crow. Crow gives it to Skaggs as she gets that pass stolen. And now here we go again with Norfolk. Lady Bears have got to stop the turnovers on that offensive side. Maples would give it over to Beavers. Beavers back over to Maples. Maples give it over to number 23. That's Maine, as now Beavers has it. Beavers will give it over to Maine. 7 seconds to go here in this second quarter, and Norfolk with the basketball. Number 33, that is Alman. She'll drive inside. She's fouled. And that's only the second foul of the ball game here for the Lady Bears. That foul is on number 10. That is Skaggs. That's going to be her first of the ball game here. 16-point deficit with 4.1 seconds to go into the locker room here in the second quarter. Number 23, Maines, grabs the basketball, shoots it, and that's the end of our first half. 29-13, Lady Bears trail it by 16. We'll go over some halftime stats here in 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, excuse me, on the Econ Sports Network, ESN.
Looking for a venue for special events? Have an art party with friends and learn something new. Rutana Banana can help you explore your artistic side with scrapbooking, painting, and drop-in art classes. Maybe you're planning a wedding and want to make your own boutonnieres and bouquet. Rutana Banana can help you do that with creative ideas and coaching. Located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, their goal is to promote the community and also uplift Haitian artists with the goal of keeping families together. Stop in and see the unique artist nook, Love Lives at Rutana Banana.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you got to try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
The schools participating in this state basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association as authorized by their school boards. The administrators of these schools have helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association.
And we welcome you back here to Hillcrest High School. Lady Bears trail it at the half by 16. 29-13. We've got some halftime stats here for the Lady Bears. We'll start out number 10, Lauren Skaggs, with 3 points. That first three-pointer in the first quarter, get things going for the Lady Bears, would be her only points to score in this ballgame. Number 11, Tara Godwin, the senior, and number 12, Lauren Mitchell, up with four, and the junior, Shelby Vangenhoven, with two. On the Norfolk side of things here, we've got number 20, Eva Maples. She has 10 on the night. And then you've got Hannah Bryant with eight. And then you've got Alman, with seven. the Lady Bears trail here by 16, and it's going to be a good second half. The Lady Bears have got to slow it down on the offensive end, and Norfolk has just got to feed it inside to number 24, Hannah Bryant. She's been there all game and been able to score it. We looked at the size that was listed on Max Prep's website, and it was a 6'4" Hannah Bryant for the Lady Tiger, excuse me, Lady Panthers from Norfolk. 29-13, our halftime score. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
The Arkansas Activities Association, which is sponsoring this state basketball tournament game, is a voluntary nonprofit educational association of some 500 junior and senior public and private high schools of Arkansas. The regulations which guide these events are adopted by the schools themselves and determine the type of program they believe to be most desirable for high school youth.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. Lady Bears again trail it at the half, 29-13 to the Lady Panthers, excuse me, out of Norfolk at the host side here at Hillcrest High School. 3:54, so we are ready to go here for our second half. Lady Bears have trailed most of the game ever since that end of the first quarter there, and Lady Bears have just got to get back on track here, slow things down on that offensive end, and they're back on the floor trying to warm up for this second half as Norfolk enters it as well. Let's go over some more halftime stats here as we break it down. Number 10, Skaggs, was 3 in the ballgame. Number 11, Tara Godwin, was 4. Number 12, Lauren Mitchell, was 4. And Shelby Bangin Hoven with 2. On the offensive side of things for Norfolk, the big girl down low for their center, number 24, Hannah Bryant. That is 8 points for her. Kenzie Rangel has 1. Eva Maple with 10. And then we have Kylie Allman with 7. We're going to take another break here. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network with your second half.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, kiddos!
Howdy, Golden Age of Radio Announcer Guy. We're just playing on this big green fort.
That's just swell. However, that's no fort at all. That's a pad-mounted transformer. Maybe it's time you went online to learn more about electrical safety from your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Looking for a venue for special events? Have an art party with friends and learn something new. Rutana Banana can help you explore your artistic side with scrapbooking, painting, and drop-in art classes. Maybe you're planning a wedding and want to make your own boutonnieres and bouquet. Rutana Banana can help you do that with creative ideas and coaching. Located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, their goal is to promote the community and also uplift Haitian artists with the goal of keeping families together. Stop in and see the unique artist nook, Love Lives at Rutana Banana.
And again, welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. We are counting it down here in the final seconds, ready to get our second half underway here at Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A2 Regional Tournament. They've done a great job down here for all the media and all the fans. They've kind of had an express lane at their door, if you will. They've fast-tracked everybody through with collecting money and everything. There's never been a line at the door for games here at Hillcrest. If the Lady Bears lose tonight, they'll advance. Still advance, yes, to Saturday. And the third-place game, they win tonight. They'll advance to the championship game of this region. Lady Bears win the region. They, of course, whoever wins this region will be the number one seed. We are set for our second half here at the start of the third quarter. 8 minutes on the clock. Lady Bears trail it by 16, but they have the basketball here. Godwin will start things off here for the Lady Bears in the second half. They'll give it over to Mitchell. Mitchell over to Vangenhoven, and Mitchell traveled bad way to start off this third quarter here for the Lady Bears. So Maple pass in the basketball here. Lady Bears have put on the full court press as they'll give it over to Beavers. Mitchell guarding Beavers. They'll give it over to Maple. Maple across the timeline. She will get trapped by Mitchell. She needs help as it'll be number 22. That's Rainville. She gets it over to Beavers. Beavers will skip it across over to Maple. Maple in the corner dribbles out as Mitchell had her hand on the basketball there. They'll give it over to Beavers. Now over to McFall. McFall gives it inside to Bryant. Bryant goes up for two, and she is going to get a jump ball called. I thought she might have got fouled there, and it's going to be Panther basketball here. Maple will inbound it here for Norfolk. She gives it over to number 22. That is Rangel. And she gives it over to number 20, Maple, for three. No good. And Chevelle Graves had her hand on that rebound, but it's going to be pulled down by McFall for Norfolk. And she traveled with it. So turnover here on Norfolk. Lady Bears are going to get the basketball. Down 16. Godwin with the basketball here for the Lady Bears. Don't forget about our game coming up right after this here at Hillcrest. It's the Mammoth Spring Bears taking on Hillcrest at the host site. And the Bears face Hillcrest as there's a turnover on the Lady Bears. And now Norfolk is going to slow things down here. No time to waste here for the Lady Bears and no time to hurry here for Norfolk. So it's Maple with the basketball. She's going to be fouled by Mitchell. That's Mitchell's first of the ball game. So it's going to be Rangel passing in the basketball here for Norfolk. She'll give it over to Maple, back over to Rangel. Rangel drives inside, easy drive off the basket, and it's good for Rangel. Rangel's got her third point in the game here. Skaggs pushing the ball up the floor for the Lady Bears. Gives it over to Godwin. Godwin with the basketball here. Gives it over to Graves. Graves over to Skaggs. Skaggs wants three. Got it. That's good. So Skaggs' sixth point of the ball game here, and Lady Bears cut that deficit to 15. Beavers with the basketball, gives it over to McFall. McFall gives it inside to Bryant. Bryant wants to put it up, and she's going to get fouled on the shot. That foul's on Lauren Skaggs. That's her second of the game here. And that was, let's see, you're on the floor, so they're going to be able to pass it in here. It's going to be Rangel on the inbound for Norfolk. Rangel, give it in to Maple. Lady Bears in this zone again. They'll give it over to Beavers. Beavers will give it over to McFall. McFall back to Beavers. She'll give it across over to Maple in that right, or excuse me, the left wing, and she will give it over to McFall. McFall in trouble. She gives it over to Maple. Maple gives it back over to McFall. Now back to Beavers. Beavers has to jump to catch that pass. She gets it, gives it over to Maple. Maple thought about the three, drives along that baseline, up for two. She's fouled, and we'll get two at the line. That foul is on number 10, Lauren Skaggs, and that is her third foul here in this third quarter, and she is going to take a seat as Sarah Crow is going to enter this ballgame. Not before number 20, Maple, gets her chance at two shots here at the line. Her first one's on the way. It's no good off the rim. And Sarah Crow's going to enter this ballgame for Lauren Skaggs with three fouls. Maple's got one more free throw coming here. Lady Bears trail it by 15, 5:33 to go in this third quarter. Her second one's on the way, and it rims in. And she's got 11 on the night. Lady Bears feeling the pressure, gives it over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven comes across that timeline, and she needs help. She gets nearly got that ball stolen there by Maple. Godwin recovers it for the Lady Bears. Godwin gives it over to Graves. Graves over to Mitchell. Mitchell has to pop the key here. She drives, shoots a jumper. Looks like that was partially tipped there by number 22, Rangel. And now here we go with Norfolk. That is stolen and rolls out of bounds off the hands of Mitchell. And Bears just about had a turnover there. Lady Bears have got to start stopping on defense to get more points on offense here, if you will. And now here we go with Norfolk again after the not turnover by Lauren Mitchell, but after rolling out of bounds off her hand. Beavers will give it over to, can't catch her number 20. That's Maple. Gives it inside to Rangel. Rangel drives. She's fouled, and she will get two at the line. That foul's on number 30. That is Sarah Crow, and that's her first of the ball game. So 16-point lead here, and two at the line of four Rangel. Her first one's up on the way, and it's no good off the rim, and she's got one more coming. Norfolk leads by 16. Leading scorer of the night is number 20, Eva Maple, as that free throw by Rangel is no good, and now Lady Bears with the ball. Lady Bears need to push as Godwin gets it outside. Godwin, way outside here, gives it over to Graves. Graves gets it over to Mitchell. Mitchell outside, gives it over to Graves. Graves in the corner. Graves around the free throw line, gives it over to Mitchell. She nearly lost it off her knee there, and gives it over to Godwin. Lady Bears have got to go here. 4:24 to go in this third quarter. Timeout, Coach Small will take it with him. Back here in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Want to take a chance to thank your Lady Bears sponsors for this season, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Main Street Boutique, Mammoth Spring, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, Rutana Banana of Mammoth Spring, the Car Doctor 2 of Thayer, Fred's Fish House of Mammoth Spring, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and the Mammoth Spring School District, which is also bringing our live stream at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Tune in to the live stream on there, and you can watch and listen to the radio broadcast and watch the live video feed. Your Mammoth Spring Bear and Lady Bear Boosters are the Clary Home Funeral, the Clary Funeral Home of Mammoth Springs there in Alton, the Mammoth Spring First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Forsler's Home Furnishings of Thayer and Highland, Park's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home up there and West Plains. We are back underway here. 4:18 to go in our third quarter. Vangenhoven gets it inside to Crow. Back over to Vangenhoven. Back off the hands of Crow. And Norfolk gets it, but it's going to be a jump ball, and I believe it's going to be Lady Bear basketball. So Lady Bears turn it over, get the jump ball, and it's back in the Bears, Lady Bears' hands, excuse me. Mitchell, we give it over to Godwin. Godwin gives it inside to Crow. Crow gives it outside to Graves. Graves wants the three, no good. And there's going to be a foul on number 23 for Norfolk, and that's Kylie Main. That's going to be her first of the ball game. So Chevelle Graves is going to get three free throws at the line here and got a chance to mark her first point in the book. Chevelle dribbles. She's set for her first one. It's up, no good, off the rim. She's got two more coming here. Chevelle Graves shoots her second. It's on the way, and it's good. First point of the ball game here by Chevelle Graves. Lady Bears have got to get some urgency in that offense if they want a chance to come back in this one. Down 15. Second one on the way, and good by Chevelle Graves for the Lady Bears. Norfolk with the basketball. That's Maple. Norfolk has had a great offensive showing here tonight, and now they're on the floor for the basketball, and there's a timeout by Norfolk. And Norfolk's coach is not happy with that call, and he wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him back here in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School, the host of the 1A2 Regional Tournament, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Lady Norfolk Panthers. And Lady Bears trail it by 14, 32-18, and Norfolk has the basketball. So here we go with Maine. She'll give it over to Beavers, and it's knocked out of bounds there by Chappelle Graves. Oh, it wasn't touched by Chappelle Graves, and the Lady Bears are going to get the basketball. Looks like Chevelle Graves knocked that basketball out of bounds here. So Godwin wins the basketball. Godwin will give it over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven gives it over to Crow. Crow drives inside. She puts it up. Puts it in. Now down by 12. Lady Bears gasping for air here. Here we go with Beavers. Beavers gets it knocked. Stolen by Mitchell. Mitchell gives it over to Godwin. Lady Bears fast break, gives it to Mitchell, up for two, and it's good. And Lady Bears pull back within 10. Timeout on the floor, and we'll take it with them. 3:07 to go in our third quarter. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental, come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring, or excuse me, not to the Mammoth Spring High School, back here to the Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A2 Regional Tournament. Lady Bears from Mammoth Spring down by 10 at the timeout, 32-22. Norfolk called the timeout. Lady Bears get two quick points off the steal from Lauren Mitchell, and fast break score up for two, and it's good. We might have been looking at a whole different story here for the Lady Bears after Megan Upton was forced out of the game due to a recent injury, and she will be out for the rest of the season, and that's going to be a tough loss here for the Lady Bears. Good thing, though, Sarah Crow has came in from the freshman class, the ninth grader, and has kind of stepped in to help take her spot. Norfolk basketball here, 3:07 to go in our third quarter, 10-point lead for the Lady Panthers down at Norfolk. I want to say Lady Tigers because that's what Led Hill was. Here we go with number 33. That's Almond. She'll give it over to Beavers. Beavers picked up hard by Godwin here. Beavers with the basketball still. She needs help. Now, Bama's fans wanted a five-second call on that one. Lauren Mitchell is going to get the foul called on her as she went to die for that basketball. And that is her second of the game here. 32-22. Bears trail it by 10. 2:48 to go in our third quarter. And Norfolk still has the basketball here. So they will pass it in. Norfolk will. And they're trying to get it in here, too. They do, the number 10. That is McFall. McFall gives it into Almond. Almond nearly lost her dribble there. She's looking for help. Gives it outside to Maple. Maple gives it inside to Bryant. Bryant's going to get fouled by Crow. And that's Crow's second of the game here. Bryant's going to get two shots at the line. So Bryant with two at the line here. Bryant's had a great game. 8 points in this one. She's got one on the way, and it rims in. It rolled around the rim there for a few seconds, and it finally fell in. 11-point deficit here for these Lady Bears. And Bryant gets one more, can make it 12. Second one's on the way, and it's good. And now Bryant has her 10th point in the game. Godwin with the basketball. Lady Bears feeling the urgency of the clock. Godwin with it. Gives it inside to Crow. Crow gives it back outside to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven shoots the three, and it's no good. Rebound by Mitchell, though. And Mitchell wants to drive inside, blocked, and Mitchell gets her own rebound. And they want a foul on that one, and I might agree with them. Vangenhoven gives it over to Godwin. Godwin with the basketball here. Godwin gives it inside to Crow. Crow bounces it off her foot. They're on the floor for it. And it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to Norfolk. 34-22, 12-point lead. As we got a sub coming in here for Norfolk, number 22, Rangel, is going to enter the game for number 10, Aisha McFall. And it's going to be Norfolk basketball here. Maple will inbound it. They give it in to Hellman. Hellman gets it up to Beavers, and now here they go. They give it inside to Bryant. Bryant up for two, and an easy score there. Bryant's got her 12th point of the game. Lady Bears trail it by 14. Godwin feeling the urgency. Gives it over to Mitchell. Lady Bears trying to run a quick play here, and that's stolen by Maple. Maple running to the rim. She is going to get fouled there by Graves. Graves, the first foul of the game here, and a good foul there to make sure that she does not score that fast break bucket. She's got two coming here at the line, does Maple. As she has 11 points in this game here. Maple sets at the line. And now her first one's on the way. It's off the rim, no good. She's got one more coming, though. Her second one's up, on the way, and it's good. So Maple with 12 in this ballgame ties Hannah Bryant for the leading scorer of the night for Norfolk. Vangenhoven will give it over to Godwin. Coach Small telling his team they've got to hurry it up. Godwin says, shoots the three, no good. And Graves will get the offensive rebound, and they're going to call an out-of-bounds on Chevelle Graves off the rebound. So 15-point deficit here. Lady Bears, or excuse me, Norfolk is now in the single bonus here as Norfolk gets that ball in, and she is fouled by Godwin. So Tara Godwin's first foul of the ball game here, and it's going to be Beaver at the line for Norfolk. Beavers has got the chance to get her first two in the game here. Beaver's first one's on the way. It's up and good. That's a 1-1 shot, and it's no good. I said two at the line, but meant 1-1. Godwin with the basketball here. Lady Bears got to go. Gives it over to Mitchell. Minute 12 to play in the third quarter. Mitchell gives it over to Graves. Graves shoots from the free throw line, and she sinks it. Fourth point here for Chevelle Graves. And now Norfolk gets it back. And she walks. And Lady Bears gets the basketball back here with a little bit of momentum. 37-24. 1 minute to go in this third quarter. And the Lady Bears going to get the basketball back. Godwin looking for somebody to get it into. Gives it over to Mitchell. Now over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven gives it over to Godwin. Godwin at the wing. Drives inside. She puts it up. No good. And the Amos fans are wanting another foul on that one. And she traveled again. Number 5, Nisa Beavers. And she traveled again. And the Lady Bears are going to get it back. Cannot turn over the basketball here. Vangenhoven's going to pass it in. Vangenhoven gives it over to Graves. Graves gets it kicked by a defender there of Norfolk. Shelby Bangenhoven gets it back, gives it in to Crow. Crow up for two, no good. And the Bears are fighting for that rebound. Shelby Bangenhoven back up for two. She fouled, missed the shot, but she's going to get two at the line. Foul on number 33, Kylie Allman. That's going to be her first of the ball game here. Lady Bears trail it by 13. Bangenhoven's got a chance to make it 11. 37.9 seconds to go in this third quarter. Shelby Bangenhoven's shot stuck right there between the glass and the spring box, and it rolls in. Shelby with her third point in this ballgame here. Game being brought to you tonight by, in part by, Cleary Funeral Home of Mammoth Springs, there in Alton. Bangenhoven makes her second and pulls it back within 11. Lady Bears still gasping for air with 34 seconds to go in this third quarter. Beavers with the basketball. They've got a kid across the timeline there. As Lady Bears get it back. Bangenhoven gives it up to Godwin. Lady Bears need a push. Gets it over to Bangenhoven. Excuse me, Mitchell up for two, and it's good. And Mitchell with her 8 point. Lady Bears back within 9 here. Lady Bears getting the pressure, and they wanted a carry there on that one. And I'm not sure. I could not catch that play. Beavers with the basketball. Beavers has dropped the ball, and now that's going to be the end of our third quarter, and what a wild ending to it. Lady Bears gas back within 9, and now we go to the timeout. 8 minutes on the clock, ready for our fourth quarter. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A2 Regional Tournament here for the Lady Bears and the Lady Panthers from Norfolk. Lady Bears trail it by 9. What would once be a 15 or 16-point deficit, they crawl back within 9, and we'll see who gets the basketball here out of the start of the fourth quarter. So both teams have been on the floor again. Lady Bears fans are on their feet, and they're kind of feeling the momentum here. Lady Bears going to get the basketball. 28-37, 8 minutes on the clock, fourth quarter underway. Godwin with the basketball. We've got an exciting finish in store here. Don't turn away. Godwin with the basketball. Godwin gives it over to Shelby Bangenhoven. She won 30, and she got it. Shelby Bangenhoven adds to her 7th point of the game here, pulls it back within 6. Here we go with McFaul. McFaul going to drive. McFaul's going to go right to the basket, and she travels, and it's going to be Lady Bear basketball. Down 6. Lady Bears get it back. What would once be a 15-point lead for Norfolk, Lady Bears have pulled back. Godwin with the basketball. Godwin gives it over to Crow. Crow over to Mitchell. Mitchell wants to drive inside. She shoots a mid-range jumper. She gets it partially blocked there, and it's going to be Norfolk basketball here. She'll give it over to Maples. Norfolk coach telling him, hurry up and get back with this lead. Maples with the basketball. She gives it over to number 10, McFaul, and they're going to run some clock off the time here. Time off the clock. Same thing. There's a foul on the court there. Foul on number 2, Chevelle Graves. That's going to be her second of the game here. 37-31. Lady Bears trail by 6. 6:57 to go in our fourth quarter. And Norfolk is in the bonus. Norfolk's going to be in this bonus for the rest of the ball game here. That's going to be a big factor in this game for the Bears and Lady Bears in this one. Number 10, McFaul at the line. She makes her first. That's her first point of the ball game. McFaul's got one more coming here off the bonus. She has one more. It's on the way. Long shot, no good. And Sarah Crow's going to rebound it here for Mammoth Spring. A long arch is what I meant. Godwin with the basketball. 6:49 to go. Lady Bears have got to push it. Down 7. Lady Bears gives it over to Crow. Vangenhoven with it. Vangenhoven needs help here. And she gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell just about lost that basketball. Gives it over to Crow. Crow with it. Gives it over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven scored that three that was big to get them up. And now back to Vangenhoven. Up for two. No good. Missed the layup. And now it's Norfolk's basketball. Here we go with number 10, McFall. She's driving. She pulls it back outside. She's going to drive back inside, and she's going to get fouled on the shot. And that was going to be on number 11, Tara Godwin. Second of the game here. She's got two coming at the line. Number 10, Asia McFall. Here's the first one. It's on the way. Long arch, no good. She's got one more coming here. And 38-31, Norfolk with a 7-point lead. It's on the way, no good. That's going to be a rebound pulled down by Norfolk, number 22. But there's going to be a jump ball. That's going to be Norfolk basketball still. Good defensive play there by the Lady Bears after the offensive rebound. So Maple's going to pass in the basketball here for Norfolk. Lady Bears need a stop. 6:11 to go in the fourth quarter. They'll give it right into number 22, and that foul's going to be on Sarah Crow. And she's going to get two at the line, does number 22. That's Rangel. Excuse me. Yes, that's correct. They're going to call that on Crow. They still had Tara Conlon's number up there. I thought something wasn't right there. Her first one's on the way, and it's no good. Norfolk has had their opportunity to put their foot on the gas and not let it off. They've got one more coming here. Free throws have been a major factor in this game, but she missed that one. Mitchell pulls down the rebound. 7-point deficit with the ball. Here we go. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell gives it over to Graves. Graves over to Godwin. Godwin over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven gets it knocked out of bounds off of Norfolk. And it's still going to be Lady Bear basketball here. Norfolk's coach telling him, calm down. That's Coach Stewart for Norfolk. And now Mitchell with the basketball, and she travels. Turnover there on the Lady Bears. 5:46 to go in this fourth quarter. Lead is 7 for Norfolk. Lady Bears have got that full court pressure on. And now they give it in to number 22. That is Rangel. Rangel will give it over to McFall. McFall with the basketball here. She's guarded heavily by Graves there, and now number 33, that's Almond. Almond drives to the basket, and that is going to be a hard foul. If they call it on the shot, she'll get two at the line. Try her luck now. Almond, as that is a foul on number 12, that's Lauren Mitchell. That's her third of the game here. Lauren Mitchell, I know there's 5:34 to go in this fourth quarter, but you have to be careful down low. That's really easy for you to draw two more fouls and have to sit down with five. That first one on the way and no good by Allman. And I think that is the, what is it, the fourth? No, it's the fifth free throw miss by Norfolk here. Had 5 points, 6 points now as Chevelle Craves rebounds it for the Lady Bears. Six rebounds that have been missed and consecutive by Norfolk. Godwin will give it over to Mitchell. Mitchell over to Vangenhoven, and she's going to get fouled by number 33, Kylie Almond. So 38-31, Norfolk leads it by 7, 5:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Vangenhoven gives it inside to Crow. Crow gives it back outside to Vangenhoven. She drives inside, gets it blocked by Bryant. Lady Bears run into each other. Crow gets it back, gives it outside to Gray for three. No good. And it's going to be pulled down by Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell will give it over to Godwin. Lady Bears have a second chance here. Lady Bears with it. Godwin gets it. Shoots the ball. And she's going to get an and one opportunity here. Big shot by the senior. Counts the basket. And now she's got one more at the line. That foul is on number 20, Eva Maple. That's going to be her second of the game. Tara Godwin with a chance to make the lead. Down 34-38 is our score. Lady Bears trail it by four and could be a possible big comeback story here in the semifinals of this regional. Here we go with number 20. That's Maple. She drives to the basket, and it's good. Back up to six. That's it here for the Lady Bears. Godwin with the basketball. She's pushing. Godwin going to slow things down here. Godwin looks like she calls for a screen, doesn't get it. Godwin drives up for two off the frame of the backboard, and it's good. Timeout on the floor by Coach Small. 4:33. Lady Bears have brought it back within 4:40-36. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
And again, welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. Lady Bears have felt the momentum all of this fourth quarter and brought it back within four. Norfolk leads it 40-36. 4:33 to go in our fourth quarter. We've got a great ending here. Don't go away. It'll be number 20. That is Eva Maple going to pass in the basketball here for Norfolk. Maple trying to get that basketball in, and she gets it in to number 10. That's McFall. McFall gets across the timeline. They're going to try to slow things down here as they give it in to number 33, and that's going to be foul on Mitchell, and that's going to be her fourth foul of the ballgame. Mitchell has got to be careful. There's going to be a sub enter the ball game. I'm assuming that they're going to take out Mitchell with four fouls here. Only 4:25 to go in this fourth quarter. So with two at the line here, the double bonus now, number 33, Kylie Alman, will get two shots. The first one on the way. No good. Seventh consecutive free throw missed by Norfolk. Skaggs is going to check in the ball game here for Lauren Mitchell. She's going to sit down with four fouls. We will see her later on here whenever things might get closer. Alman shot up and finally good. Breaks the streak of seven. And she's got her eighth point of the night. Godwin with the basketball. 5-point deficit here. Godwin gets it. Godwin gives it over to Bangenhoven. Back over to Godwin. Godwin sets up for play. Screen by Skaggs. Gives it over to Crowe. Crow needs some help. Gives it over to Bangenhoven. Bangenhoven nearly lost her dribble there. Gives it over to Crow. Crow drives inside, and that is a clean block there by Bryant. Did they just call a block there? I can't believe it. I didn't even see her feet shuffle on that one. Lady Bears is going to get the basketball back here after number 10, I do believe, with the basketball. Nick Ball's going to sit down. She got the travel there, and now Beavers has re-entered the ballgame here. Bangenhoven passing it in back here on the baseline. Gives it over to Crow at the next team. And now the Lady Bears trail by three. Now here we go with Norfolk. This pressure is really bothering the Norfolk Lady Panthers. Here we go. They get across the timeline. Lady Bears have came back within three after being down by as many as 15 at one time. The three-point attempt by number 33, Kylie Alman, is no good. Lady Bears gets the basketball back. 3:30 to go in this fourth quarter. Can it be? Godwin with the basketball. Gives it over to Crow. Now inside to Graves. Graves up for two. She's going to get fouled and get two at the line after her shot was no good, but a foul on the shot. Foul on, let's see here, number 24. That is Hannah Bryant. That's our second of the ball game here. And now the Lady Bears are two away from the double, from the bonus. Graves misses her first free throw there. And they're going to call a timeout. Norfolk called a full timeout. We'll take it with them back here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Say, Bobby, what's you up to, sport?
Howdy, 50s era announcer guy. I'm just building my new treehouse out here in the backyard.
Swell. However, do you think it's safe to build it so close to those power lines? Maybe it's time you went online to learn more about electrical safety from your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A2 Regional Tournament. Chevelle Graves is going to get one more chance at a free throw here. 41-38, Lady Bears have came back from down as much as 15, I'm pretty sure. That shot rolls in for Chevelle Graves. That makes it a two-point deficit now, 41-39. And the Lady Bears' comeback story is almost true. The Cinderella story. Here we go with number 33. That's Almond. She drives in. Oh, got the basketball from Emma Spring. Lady Bears with it. Lady Bears give it inside to Sarah Crowe. Sarah Crowe with the basketball. Giving it over to Skaggs. Skaggs dribbles it back outside here. Everybody is on their feet. They give it over to Godwin. Godwin wants the three. She shoots it off the screen box. No good. And Chevelle Graves with the offensive rebound from Emma Spring. Fangenhoven gets it. Fangenhoven will give it over to Skaggs. She just about lost the basketball there, but gives it back over to Crow. Crow over to Godwin. Godwin dribbles it back outside here. Lady Bears setting up the play. Down by two, 41-39. Hey, awesome Hennigan score. Do not go away. You do not want to miss this one. 41-39. Give it over to Crow outside. Back over to Fangenhoven. Fangenhoven gives it back over to Godwin. Godwin drives inside, mid-range jumper, up and good. Lady Bears have tied this ball game up, down by as many as 15. Norfolk driving as they give it over to Bryant. She loses the basketball, and Lady Bears are in a fight for it, and she steps out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Bear basketball. So after Lady Bears lost the basketball, it's going to go off the hands of, I do believe, Beavers, and it's going to go out of bounds, and Lady Bears have it now. Tied at 41. 1:57 to go in this fourth quarter. They give it over to Mitchell. Lady Bears fought hard in that third quarter, and now here we go with Fangenhoven. Over to Godwin. Godwin outside here. Godwin thought about that three, but gives it back over to Fangenhoven. Fangenhoven back over to Godwin. So here we go again. Lady Bears taking some time off that clock. Pretty smart move here. Tied at 41. Fangenhoven with the basketball. Packs it back out to Mitchell. Mitchell over to Godwin. Lady Bears need to go and get a score here. Tied at 41. Godwin still with it here. And she's just going to let some time run off the clock. And Godwin still with the basketball here. Godwin over to Crow. Crow drives inside, off the rim, no good. Mitchell with the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on number 22 for Norfolk. And that's going to be her first of the ball game here. I have one down, but they take a little bit of time correcting it on that scoreboard. So Maple's going to take a seat here for Norfolk. But they give it in to Godwin, 41-41. They give it over to Fangenhoven. She's along the baseline. Throws it back over to Sarah Crowe. Back outside to Godwin. She takes the three, drives inside. Up, no good, off the rim. And it's going to be Norfolk basketball here. 41-41. 48 seconds to go here. That's Norfolk with it. Number 10. That's McFall. Just about gets it stolen. Bryant drives inside. Her layup's going to count. And now here we go, Lady Bears have the basketball. They're going to call a timeout. Talk things over. 35 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School, 43-41. 35 seconds to go in this fourth quarter, and we're going to have a really exciting finish in store. We're still in the timeout here. Want to take a chance to thank your Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears boosters, the Clary Funeral Home of Mammoth Springs, Theron Alton, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Horsler's Home Furnishings of Theron Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Theron and Alton, and the Carter Funeral Home up there in West Plains. Your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear sponsors are the FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Main Street Boutique, Mammoth Spring, Ozarks Medical Center, the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, Bruchana Banana in Mammoth Spring, the Car Doctor to us there, Fred's Fish House of Mammoth Spring, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, NAEC North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and the Mammoth Spring School District, which is bringing us our live stream on our award-winning website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. And you can watch an exciting finish here in in Hillcrest. Godwin with the basketball. What do you draw up here with 30 seconds to go? Ferris with it. Banging home it. Gives it over to Gray. 41-43. Lady Bears can take it by two and maybe take it to overtime, barring a finish by Norfolk on the other end. And they'll give it over to Godwin. 14 seconds to go here. 12 seconds. Godwin with the basketball. She's tied up. Gives it over to Crow. Crow over to Pangenhoven. She got the basketball. Gives it outside to Godwin. Godwin shoots the three. No good. Mitchell with the rebound. No good. Back up for two. And that's how it's going to end. And Lady Bear's comeback story is not going to happen. 43-41 is our final. Lady Bears lose it by two to Norfolk Lady Panthers. And they'll advance to the championship game after a questionable call down there at the finish on Lauren Mitchell. 43-41 is our final. We'll go to a break, be back to wrap this one up, and get ready for Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
Looking for a venue for special events? Have an art party with friends and learn something new. Rutana Banana can help you explore your artistic side with scrapbooking, painting, and drop-in art classes. Maybe you're planning a wedding and want to make your own boutonnieres and bouquet. Rutana Banana can help you do that with creative ideas and coaching. Located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, their goal is to promote the community and also uplift Haitian artists with the goal of keeping families together. Stop in and see the unique artist nook, Love Lives at Rutana Banana.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best tush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you got to try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family. Head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
And again, welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. Lady Bears lose it by two on a last-second finish that was questionable there at the end. And we are set for Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball. Norfolk will advance into the finals tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to take on Biola, the Lady Longhorns from Biola. Again, that game will be at 6 o'clock. And we have the Hillcrest and Mammoth Spring ball game, the third-place game, at 12 o'clock. That'll be a good game, a rematch of the district championship for the Lady Bears. And we should see how that one will go down tomorrow night. You can hear that game, of course, on K-Country 95 Radio. Hillcrest and Mammoth Spring up next here on the boys' side of things. Let's go over some post-game stats here. 13-19 on the clock till we're set for tip-off as the Lady Bears will start with their offensive side of things. 7 points for Chevelle Graves. Skaggs at six. Godwin with nine. Lauren Mitchell with eight. Crow with 4, Vangenhoven with 9. On the other side of things for Norfolk, McFall had 1. Eva Maple finished with 14. Kenzie Rangel with 3. Hannah Bryant with 14. And Kylie Alman with 8. That is going to wrap up our coverage of Lady Bear basketball here from Hillcrest High School. We will be back here just in a minute for Bears basketball. Don't forget about the Lady Bears still in action here down here at Hillcrest. They are not done. They will play tomorrow at 12 p.m. against Hillcrest, the rematch of the district championship. And, again, you can hear that game on K-Country 95. On the other side of the bracket, we're getting ready for Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be back shortly with coverage of Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. I'm Hayden Savage for Bob back at the studio. We're anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.